happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
Take comfort in knowing that all of our hearts are connected by the love of Jesus. He put his love in our hearts and conditioned us to love one another with his love. This common love runs between our hearts in one accord. Join us in this program, Knit by the Father's Hands, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Colossians 2:2, which says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ.
Hello, and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. Let us pray. Our kind and most gracious dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this another opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, and we thank you, Lord, that you have given us people on this earth to be your hands extended, and to be your feet, Lord, to show us your work and to show us your will and to show us your way. We're thankful, Lord, that you have commanded us that we would gather together as a people, your people, and that we would gain strength and encouragement as we witness your work and your hand in others' people's lives. And Lord, for the blessing it is to have fellow Christians to be able to talk about you with and to be able to pray with and to be able to commune with. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, as we look towards the scripture about our hearts would be comforted because we've been knit together by you, that you would cause each of us, Lord, to reflect upon the great gift it is to have those godly people in our lives. But most of all, Lord, that you would help us to remember what it's like to be knit with you and to be comforted by you and to be part of the family of God. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. I love this verse. I love that it reminds me that I am not alone. Not only did Jesus say he would never leave me nor forsake me, but he talks to me in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 2 through the Holy Scriptures about my heart's being comforted because I've been knit together in love. There's something about being part of the family of God that is powerful. Because every now and then the devil might be fighting you and you may be give way to the devil, or perhaps you forget that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and you take your eyes off of Jesus and you take your eyes off of God, and suddenly the devil is kind of beating you up and you're kind of going along with it because you've dropped your shield of faith. Not forever, but for a moment. And the Bible tells us that we fight against principalities in this world, and that the devil goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And sometimes we need a little help. Sometimes we need to know that the Lord holds us together and that our hearts are knit together in love unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of God. You see, when the Lord saves us, he washes us with his blood. And his blood makes us part of his family. And when we're part of his family, we have been knit together. You know, when you knit something together, it's hard to see where one part of the yarn starts and the other part starts. And so they just sort of overlap each other and they intertwine and you can't hardly follow one end to the other. And that's how it is with Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And though I was sinful and vile, he has knit my heart with his. And he's made a new heart in me, a clean heart and a pure heart. And the Lord has said that he would constantly hold me and that it was strong. And he's given me people in my life, Christian people, to comfort me because of the love that Christ has placed in my heart and their heart. And he's taken our hearts, though we're very different people, and knit them together in such a way that I can see Jesus in them. And if I stumble and I fall, they can pick me up. This love that Christ has put in our hearts helps us to understand other people a little bit better. And it says that we are together in love and unto all the riches of full assurance of understanding. Now, I'll be the first to tell you there's plenty of things I don't always understand, especially on first read in God's holy word. And there are mysteries of God that I may never quite understand. But because of the love that God has put in me, and the love he's put in my fellow Christians around about me, I am able to see and understand about God's love. I can see he's unconditional. I can see that it never breaks. I can see that nothing can separate us from it. I get an understanding of who Christ is by seeing him work in others' lives and seeing others love me only because Christ has loved them first. And loving me so deeply and so strongly because of what God can do in someone whose heart is knit with his. God doesn't walk on this earth in his physical body. And neither does Jesus. But he walks every day around you and by you and through you in your bodies, going about doing good, doing the will and the work of God. And as you begin to do his work and you call upon his name, he begins to work in your heart and your mind to understand who he is. And that's something that somebody who doesn't know the Lord can never understand, is that closeness, that bond. And he says, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. You can't outgive God. And if you move towards him, he will draw you closer and closer and closer to him. And he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He put his love in our hearts and he has conditioned us to love one another. And we look in the Bible at some great examples of this. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 1, the Bible talks about Jonathan and David. And Jonathan and David were great friends. In fact, it says, and it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. There are friends you have on this earth that God will place in your life that meets spiritual needs for you. Perhaps they're your accountability person who helps you stay on track with Christ. Perhaps they are the person who just shines his light so greatly that you have a hope that you otherwise wouldn't have as you watch their faith just blossom and grow. Perhaps they're the people that God has put in your life to serve him with and to pray with. Let me tell you, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name that he'll be in the midst. And so I love to pray with my ministry partners, Erica and Beth. Yes, God hears me when I pray just by myself, and yes, I need a personal prayer time. But something very special happens when the three of us stop and pray together. And the Lord descends, and He knits our hearts, and He knits our minds, and He gets us in one accord so that as we step out by faith to do His work and to do His service, we are in one accord, and the Lord's blessings are not missed on any of us. And in fact, it is those prayers that enable us to then bless you through the work God has called us to do at Woman at the Well Ministries. Our hearts are knit in one accord. I'm thankful that God is the tie that bonds. I'm thankful that I know that when I'm away from my brothers and sisters in Christ, or I'm away from my family who know Jesus, when I'm away from my friends that are part of the family of God, that I believe that He's the tie that will bind us together, even across country or across continents, because we have a firm foundation, and it's Jesus Christ. And I believe He walks from our hearts one to another, strengthening us and building up that tie that bonds and allowing us to be knit so that we could be comforted and understand what it is that God has for us, and to understand what it is that God wants us to do, and to give us a personal relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost that could only come from a heart that is conditioned by Christ. And when we fill ourselves up with His Word, then we get to know Him better. And when we hang out with people who are like-minded, who are serving God, who are on fire for God, whose heart is filled with His Scriptures, and when they talk to you, they're pointing out God here and God there, and they're speaking God speak with words of Scripture, we can't help but grow in Him and His grace and be closer to Him and be more of what He'd want us to be. And our lives are filled with unity. And our lives are filled with devotion, and we just feed off of each other, and it's a comforting thing to be in the presence of God's people. It's an encouraging thing to be in the presence of God's people, because they will lift you up, build you up, and point Him out to you, and point you to Him. Where those of the world will bring you down. They might discourage you. They might ridicule you. We are to go out and we are to witness to them, but we are to spend our time around those people who love the Lord, worshiping Him and studying with them and learning of Him, as Christ has knit our hearts together that we could walk in one accord, part of the family of God.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Happy
Happy girl.